to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that everyday people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about sustainable packaging. But first, here's a quick update on last week's topic. We chatted all about Trokra's 50th anniversary and the work that they're doing towards climate justice. All day today, a conference has been held, and earlier today, I got a voice note from Trokra CEO Caoimhe de Barra to tell me about what was going on there.
Trokra was established 50 years ago with a mission and mandate that was deeply rooted in social justice. 5 decades later, our justice mandate remains at the very heart of our identity. And today, to mark Trokra's 50th anniversary, we're holding a conference to drive thinking around climate change, civil society space, and localization. With leading experts from across the globe, this engaging day will highlight that local voice and power is necessary to achieve justice for communities facing poverty and inequality globally.
So keep an eye on Trokra's social media tomorrow morning to find out how they got on. To sustainable packaging now, and I caught up with Daryl Murphy at Wicklow Wolf to find out how they create sustainable packaging for their beers.
About 50% of our business would be kegs. So we use our own kegs, which are stainless steel kegs. So that means then that they're constantly cleaned. We pick them up, they're cleaned and reused. So it's not a single use vessel, I suppose. It's a piece of packaging. And then our cans, so we moved from bottles to cans. And that was, there was two reasons why. One is for the beer quality, because cans keep beer fresher for longer. So beer has three main factors that kind of can deteriorate quality. One would be light, one would be heat, and one would be oxygen. And cans obviously don't let light through. The oxygen, the headroom is much smaller than on a bottle. And then they're cooler, or you can cool them down quicker and keep them cooler for longer. So they're also lighter for when we're shipping beer around, and you can get more on a pallet. So it's all of these little efficiencies that help, I suppose, reduce the footprint of the can as well. So that was one of the big reasons why we moved there. And then also from a recyclability point of view, aluminium is infinitely recyclable, and we have a very, very good system here in Ireland at recycling aluminium, and it's due to get better with there's a new direct deposit return scheme system coming in, which will be, I think it's an EU-wide program, and it is coming into Ireland from next February. Which is hopefully going to keep get us up to kind of 100% recyclability of aluminium. So it's trying to basically be as have a little as footprint as possible when we produce a beer.
And that was Daryl Murphy at Wicklow Wolf. There are plenty of things that you can do at home to pack things sustainably. Using recyclable materials like cardboard or paper is a great idea. Avoid plastics that can't be reused or recycled, and you can try your best to support companies that put the work in to package their products sustainably. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online using the hashtag ourstoprotect, and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Cumasun na Man with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Cumasun na Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.